for the fun of it, just because I think I was talking so much about my time, like, looking through all the music. I think I want to play one song, which is, like, you know, I mean, it's not an unpopular song, I would say, but this was, like, a song I think that means a lot to me because, like, it was sort of my introduction to, like, the Cocteau Twins, which are, like, kind of, like, one of my favorite artists. But this was, like, one of the EPs that I found in the archive, and I really loved this track, and I, like, still spam this track today, so I thought it might be fitting to play it on the last day. But here is Cocteau Twins, Crushed, on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That last track there was a track by, I just wrote it down, oh my god, I still do this, man. It was by Swimming, a song called Nothing, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Man, I feel like I played a little bit too much music because I wanted to talk about a lot more, and I think it's maybe like hitting me a little bit that this is like probably one of my last radio shows, but you know, I think I wanted to talk a little bit about, like, school for me, and I think that's, like, an important thing, just because, like, I think that, like, school's been, like, really hard for me, I'm gonna be real, like, you know, it was, you know, I definitely, like, you know, am just barely passing my classes, even today, like, I'm technically still have to go and do some more work yet, so I'm not even, like, in the clear, I still have to go and, you know, write something after this, but it'll get done, as well as everything else I have to do, but, you know, I think, you know, I think looking back at my school career, you know, I was like pretty like awful to myself. I think I really like beat myself down a little bit about like not being the most academic, and you know, it's hard, you know, like I think some people don't thrive in an academic setting, and you know, it's not that I didn't love the love to learn and stuff, but it was just like really hard for me, and you know, it took me a really long time to get over, you know, school, and you know, I've definitely met like a lot of great people along the way, like, you know, I think I'm very thankful for my later years in school because it really turned it around, and there's a lot of people who like really helped me out a lot, and you know, I met some great people in, you know, my geography cohort, in, you know, Claire and Toby, who were in all my geography classes and you know, like helped me out and like, you know, willing to be my friend, and you know, we're gonna go get drinks later today after, you know, after I get my work done, but you know, I think about, like, you know, my TAs who met a very good TA at a certain point last semester who, like, told me it was okay to, like, you know, not be, you know, an academic superpower all the time. And, you know, it's, you know, related a lot to me about, you know, what it meant to be, like, maybe, like, a little neurodivergent going through school and how hard that can be. And, you know, I just think in a lot of ways, like, I can't really believe that I'm graduating. Like, it feels like such a long time coming. And, you know, maybe that's why I feel, like, a little bittersweet, because, like, I never really thought I was going to get here, and all of a sudden here I am and barely scraping by, but I'm going to get that piece of paper in the summer and I'm going to walk the stage, and that feels, you know, I feel really proud of that. And, you know, I think I've been thinking a lot about, you know, what this show is, you know, and what school was for me, and, you know, sort of, like, I don't know, like, all of that. And, you know, I think that, like, I think that, like, this show has had such an important part too, because, like, you know, I think school's just, like, sucked for me. And, you know, I don't even know where I'm getting at. I'm just so at a loss for words. But yeah, I mean, you know, this program today, I was maybe thinking about it as I watched so many YouTube videos in the past of the last day of school, of, you know, what it feels like to be that day of senior year. You know, I've seen so many videos of them, people with a camcorder, like, you know, summer's about to break, and, like, sort of those videos, like, encapsulate, like, what it feels like to, like, get ready to, like, go and have your summer and stuff. And, you know, I think maybe that's what I'm trying to do today. And, you know, through, you know, something that is uniquely my medium, you know, I think, you know, for the longest time, this show has been kind of funny in that I have been, you know, on this open mic thing for forever. It's been Jambalaya and open mic. I really regret, like, I really regret, like, not giving the show a name, you know? Yeah, because, like, you know, it's kind of just, like, you know, it's been a space, you know, but I feel like I've just, like, totally, like, not really had, you know, a focus for this show, you know? And I've been thinking about that too, because for years I said I was going to do, like, a researched based show and, like, you know, or, like, add sound effects or something, or, like, you know, I tried for a little bit to, like, bring on guests and stuff, and, like, you know, tried to, like, you know, I don't know, at some point, like, you know, Eric convinced me to do, like, a little bit more of, like, a slapstick comedy bit, you know? And, like, but I think, like, maybe I'm thinking about it now, and the show was, like, maybe uniquely mine, because it's, like, it didn't actually matter what I was producing, you know? It was just, like, I don't know, I just, you know, I just got to, like, you know, talk about, you know, whatever I wanted, and, you know, it was just uniquely mine. And, you know, I think I feel a little bit sad about losing that space right now. And, you know, I think I just, I feel, you know, scared about the future, and I've, you know, feel scared about, like, growing up a little bit and, like, not being protected by, like, being in school and working on something, you know? But at the same time, I feel like the show is, like, so uniquely mine. Like, you know, I think about, you know, right now I'm kind of going through some stuff, and people always tell you to, like, you know, write a poem or, like, you know, sing a song or something, you know? And for the longest time, like, I wanted to learn a musical instrument, but I couldn't, you know, and I just couldn't get my act together. And I, you know, I'm not a very good writer. Like, I can't really, like, write poetry like some people can. And, you know, I can't, like, dance or something. And, you know, I don't, you know, but, like, you know, maybe, like, I think it was good that I came here today, because, like, maybe this is my way of expressing myself, you know? Oh, fuck. I don't mean to be crying so much, but, you know, I think, I feel like this is like, you know, my chance to like, you know, acknowledge me like graduating and stuff, you know, but I have like a little list of, you know, things I'm thankful for, you know, and I just want to say like, you know, I'm very thankful for like, you know, my friends and family who like helped me get through this school, you know, and, you know, help support me through this, you know, and getting this degree and, you know, being patient with me through like the ups and downs, you know, and all those boys on Discord that like, you know, probably took my time away from school and, you know, had me distracted and handing in things late. Just want to thank Patrick. Patrick's like one of my best friends. He was my roommate for like so, so long, you know, and, you know, just like was just sort of in my corner for those like toughest times in school and like, you know, all those like breakups and, you know, like being the co-host of Two Asian Dudes at the Show and like, you know, for showing me all this like new music and, you know, like growing with me as a person, you know. Just want to thank Ava, who, you know, she knows what's up, you know, but she was just like a true angel and, you know, my partner and my friend. And, you know, I think she knows is like the only reason why, like, I'm, you know, even graduating in the first place was, you know, her like getting me out of bed and, you know, getting me to like focus on this thing and, you know, making sure like I was going to still do the radio thing and making sure I did one more radio show, you know. Just want to thank like Eric, you know, Eric's like been my number one supporter on, you know, the airways, you know, he's been my number one fan, you know, he's been listening to my radio show for so long, and, you know, never missed a show, I feel like, you know, and called in and like donated money, maybe too much money, you know, you know, being my like number one regular at Tangent, you know. I'm really thankful for, you know, Eric for pushing me through and, you know, like supporting me for making radio my outlet and stuff. You know, I also want to thank, you know, just want to thank those, everyone here at CJSF, you know, I want to thank Jesse and Connor for like giving me a spot to like do a show today, like out of the blue and like having that trust that I could just like pick it up. And, you know, I want to thank Robin and Magnus, you know, I'm sorry, I like handed in so many shows the last hour through email. I know that was probably really annoying, and I'm sorry for like going off to Galliano that one time and like forgetting that I had a show to do. But man, I think, you know, feels really sad. Like this is, you know, the last time I'm going to sign off of my radio show, you know, but you know, it really meant a lot to me, you know, and like, I hope some of you guys maybe, you know, check out radio too and, you know, try out other creative outlets. 'Cause like, you'd be really surprised. I never really thought I would love radio like this, but you know, I think it was really important to me. So yeah, you know, this is me signing off for the last time, probably. I don't really imagine me coming back here. So, you know, I think that's probably it for me. So for the last time, you know, I've been your host, Varian. You've been listening to Open Mic, the show that I never, ever came up with a name for, which really sucks. And yeah, from the last couple tracks, I'm going to put some songs on, compose myself, and then go out to the studio and make it look like I wasn't just crying. But here's Liv Green with Flowers on CGSF 90.1 FM. I'll see you guys all around. Peace. Yeah.
windowsill, fish caught in sheets. Got a low thread count, but the price is pretty sweet. See, I got to hold on to our set, and they won't let me forget. So I am buying myself fish caught in sheets. Got to hold on to our corkscrew, but I couldn't hold